Raining in Light Endings. Endings. Not always a bad thing, though sometimes bittersweet. As with all things, it just depends on how we view or perceive it. All endings are beginnings, and all beginnings start because what has ended? The sun rises, and it also sets. Some people prefer one over the other. And just as the sun, so is our day. Endings are necessary. Endings can be seen as a welcoming of something new and sometimes only the spirit of what was. The waves of the ocean crash onto the shore and then recede back to their starting point. We watch and wait. Endings we pray for and pray ourselves from. Endings conclude, they terminate, they close. Endings are change. They are sometimes filled with uncertainty, which could cause us some anxiety. Endings can disrupt and they can hurt. And because we may have become comfortable or familiar and attached. With all things, we need breaks. Breaks are needed at all endings, including the endings of the many different parts of our day. With all things, we remember that we also need space at all points, and so that we never feel as though we are drowning or suffocating. Breaks in space, and just like endings and beginnings, start with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Let's begin to resolve those internal matters of our mind, our body, and our spirit. Flowers bloom in the spring. And even though their beginnings may have started in the fall, and when their seeds were first planted, and at the ending of the leaves on our trees. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. The season and all four allow us moments or points of reflections, and of the days of our lives, finally placed into quarters. While the seasons are nature's planned endings and beginnings, some endings and even beginnings can be random and unexpected. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Just as we say goodnight, we also say good morning. Each day we let go part of the day and hopefully embrace the next part. Endings and beginnings help to teach us and to shape us. Because of them, we learn to react. Endings can be empowering, and especially when they come with an achievement. Beginnings are encouraging, and because they remind us to keep going. Endings can look like a divorce, and not just from an intimate relationship, and because a divorce is a termination. Other endings of termination include employment loss, loss of a friendship. Endings can be retirement of a career or putting away something that's been around for a long time. Endings can be a graduation. Endings can be moving and from a home or to another state or country. Endings can cause us to feel deeply emotional, and the various endings can affect us all and in different ways. And as the grieving process, with the pain from anger or denial, guilt, and even depression. Endings, of course, can come with death, though if we believe in the power and the spirit, we know that with and through the spirit, pieces of the soul live on and for all eternity. Endings are always opportunities and beginnings. Endings are always opportunities, and because we get to choose what we'll do with them, and if not in any other way, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. With all endings, we can become the pieces of the new beginning. We will experience major endings in our lives. We'll also experience the end of a movie, a book, and a meal. Some endings will leave us feeling empty, and some will leave us feeling full. We mentioned the end of a day, 24 hours. We also experience the end of a week, 7 days, the end of a month, on average 30 days, and the end of a year, 365 days. With endings, we sometimes experience regret, and especially when the time that has passed was plagued with many mistakes, or time that has been taken for granted, or time wasted, or time lost, and especially when we get stuck inside of ourselves and forget to come out for air or for others. When we know more or even better, we can do more and we can do better. Today and in this very moment, we can begin to live well. And if only adding in what is required of a healthy spirit, connecting with the right people, meditating and praying, focusing on our passions and our hobbies, nourishing our mind and our body with the proper diet that we may maintain throughout the entire year and not just in the beginning. Our diet becomes a part of our lifestyle. Living well is seeing the good, and when it doesn't exist, we maintain the good within and extend it to kindness towards others. Living well is connecting with the entire universe and simply by deepening the connection within ourselves. Living well is finding the rhythm of nature and learning our beat within it. Living well is a continued beginning, and with the beginning of each moment, we can practice it, and with the ending of each moment, we can reflect upon it. Endings are inevitable, and another tax that we pay for living. Taxes are our contribution to the whole, and even when the cost is too high and seems to need some cutting, or it just doesn't always fit, self-care is a term to get through all things that we will go through. Just the same as a diet becoming a way of life, self-care must also become the same, and a lifestyle. Some endings will be resolved, that is, provide us with closure, and some endings will remain unresolved, providing us without closure, leaving us with questions and even comments. In both cases of endings, we must focus on a beginning, and as we move into the next moment, in both cases, we can come to a resolution, this being our decision to start or stop, the same as begin or end, and whatever we may want for our life or to leave from our life, including weights that has been keeping us from moving freely and towards freedom. Resolve to begin with reigning in light, and so that through all endings, we'll find ourselves still reigning in light.